Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, just wait for this later on in the show. There's going to be an unbelievable contest scheduled where Chris Mueller will flex his Pirates knowledge.
Oh boy.
He'll go toe-to-toe with our listeners.
Oh, no. Is this like the quiz show actually becoming?
Pretty much,
oh,
yes.
Crap.
And the winner, if somebody can take down Chris, they will win a copy of MLB The Show 2020, Jeff.
It's the reboot of Are You Smarter Good Than prize. A Fifth Grader? Except I'm the fifth grader.
We got Jeff Hathorn in studio with us. Let's take a look at the Steelers' outlook now post-free agency. Is most of the big moves, other than, I guess, Jadeveon Clowney, and we'll see what happens with Jameis Winston, are still yet to be made. Although, now I have to watch myself. Every time I say Jameis Winston, I'm afraid Tab Douglas is going to lecture me about it. I like Tab. But it's just...
You couldn't resist just, a chance it, to tweak him about
it's
Chris
It's just
Letang.
Like, since when... Just for a second here, guys. Does something need to have a 100% chance of happening for it to get discussed on sports talk radio?
No, hold on.
Stop taking yourself so seriously. Even like, you know, I think the Pirates should spend more money. Do I think they will? Not necessarily. But that's not going to stop me from saying I think it would be a good idea to do it. I think it would be a good idea for the Steelers to upgrade what they have behind Ben Roethlisberger, and it just so happens that somebody's stock is plummeting. I'm a fan of buying low. I think there's great value in Jameis Winston right now. That's all.
Here's the thing. This is how, if this were one of those things where you're watching people make sausage and it goes into the casing, you have offered an opinion on something that is by no means 100% going to happen. Some people have come out against you. Some have come out on your side, like me. Tab going against you is merely taking a side here and then thus creating content for himself. And then you come back at Tab with the old Letang dig and it perpetuates the cycle. This is the circle of life, pal. I had somebody say on Twitter, somebody I follow who was like a politics person, say, I never understood how much I actually missed just the inane sort of background perpetual noise that is constant live sports happening. Like there's just always usually an event going on, right? Mm-hmm. A random basketball game. I said, step into the world of sports talk where we are still happy and privileged to provide some sort of inane sports discussion, whatever it might be.
Jeff, I don't think I've asked you for your Jameis thoughts.
You know, I think people a few days ago would have thought Eric Ebron coming to the Steelers would be just a complete fantasy. Or something that couldn't happen.
Well, you know why? They don't have the money to do it. Well, they always find money.
They do.
They can still restructure to it. They can still restructure DeCastro. They can sign Cam Hayward to a contract extension. If they want to move money around to get Jameis Winston, they can do it.
They have the defense Period. To win a Super Bowl. They need something better behind a 38-year-old coming back from injury than someone who showed that they couldn't do it last year.
Yeah.
They owe it to the rest of the guys in that room to get a veteran backup quarterback. And if Winston's willing to take less to get an opportunity here to build for something in the future.
Greg, how do you feel about it?
Jameis to the Steelers? Yeah, I want it really bad. It'd be huge.
That's the common man has chimed in. You know what, though? I mean, in all seriousness, I came around to this because at first I kind of laughed and said, I scoffed and said, well, if Craig's for it, I'm not. But the thing is, shouldn't last year in the NFL have been an object lesson on multiple fronts in the value of having a veteran tested yes. backup? Ryan Tannehill goes in not to compete directly with Mariota, but to be there in the background pretty close to him. They go to him, he takes him all the way to the AFC title game, and in the regular season it was largely his excellence that got him there. The other example, the Saints. They have Drew Brees go down. That could be a cataclysm, except they turn to Teddy Bridgewater, and in games Bridgewater starts, he goes 5-0.
These are good points. Did you put these in your Jameis column today?
The Tannehill one I did, sort of. The Bridgewater thing, I didn't feel like going down that road too far.
One bridge too far.
A bridge over Teddy's water. I don't know. My point is, you saw in two very prominent... What's that, Jeff?
He goes, it's at 10 o'clock. okay, let's just...
No, you saw two prominent examples, though, of teams get helped out in a big way by having a veteran backup, even though it's seen as a luxury item.
I heard today, speaking of 10 o'clock, I thought it was hilarious. I heard Starkey, I thought he was doing a good job of something. He was trying to get the point across to Pompeiani and Cook that, like, objectively, the Steelers are free agent losers because they subtracted Javon Hargrave and they haven't added a player who's equal to Hargrave. Not just at defensive tackle, just period. They lost a really good player and they didn't really add one. And you know, I don't think Pompeiani or Cook really wanted to hear that. I see that the odds to win the AFC North are out. Updated odds now out of free agency. This is from FanDuel. And the Steelers are closer to the Browns than they are the Ravens. Baltimore's minus 195, Pittsburgh's plus 320, Cleveland's plus 460, and Cincinnati's coming up the rear at plus 2,800, Jeff.
I thought Cleveland would be closer to the Steelers based on their offseason moves.
I'm a little surprised the Ravens are such a heavy favorite.
Cleveland ahead of
Pittsburgh? I didn't say ahead. I just thought they would be closer because of the moves they made this offseason. I mean, they've made what appears to be some good moves in this offseason to shore up and add a weapon at tight end.
Add a real offensive lineman in Conklin.
Their biggest move is that they brought in one of the best offensive line coaches in football, I believe. I think the Callahan thing is the best thing that Cleveland's done.
I think, too, they brought in a coach, and I'm not saying it's going to work there because once bitten, twice shy about predicting them to be really good, but Stefanski, nobody knows if he'll be any good as a coach or not, but at least he's not a boob like Freddie Kitchens was. I mean, I missed the boat on that one badly. I mean, they hired a cartoon character last year.
See, I think they're in for an absolute like nuclear reaction scaled blow up this year. Because I think that Stefanski is going to bench Baker Mayfield for Case Keenum. I think that to me is so under the radar right now that no one is like connecting those dots that Stefanski, as an offensive coach in Minnesota, went to a championship game with Keenum. And he knows he can win with Case Keenum. And he doesn't know Baker Mayfield. And there's nobody really other than the owner left in that organization who wanted Mayfield.
So what's the
GM's
rope?
Gone. Oh, I think 6 or 7 games into the season, if Mayfield is playing like he did in 2019 and they're like 2-5, I think Keenum goes in. I don't think Mayfield handles it well at all. And I think it's super ugly. And I think
this will happen.
And I mean, that's just where I'm at right now. And I think like Beckham at that point would absolutely force his way out of there in a trade.
But I think Beckham would also not have Mayfield's back if he's getting the ball from Keenum, right? I mean, Beckham's about Beckham. He's not going to be bending over for Baker Mayfield. I don't think.
No, I think he's just going to do whatever he can to get the first bus ride out of Cleveland.
Unless things happen to go well. Like the one thing with Stefanski, I would wonder about is he looks at Keenum, he looks at Mayfield. They're about the same size player, literally. And Mayfield's got a way better arm and everything else. If you look at that from Stefanski's viewpoint, maybe you say, I can figure out what went wrong with this guy, and then I have a much better, I have like the, I don't have the store brand, which is Case Keenum, I have the luxury item, which is the guy who had enough talent to go number one overall and was a bona fide first round pick.
You know, I think your Callahan call is right on. Not only is a great offensive line coach, but it's someone that Stefanski can turn to and say, hey, how did you handle this? Or what will you do with this when you were head coach? I mean, I think that's
I wouldn't
want to
lean on Bill Callahan
guys.
Too much in that regard.
No, but you know what I'm saying. He's been through a lot.
No, for
he's
sure.
He's seen a lot.
For sure. Yeah. I think he would say, like, Bill, don't channel your time as Nebraska head coach when you answer this question. No, I think there's validity to that.
Steve
I think
Peterson's on the hotline, yeah, Chris.
I think there's validity and value in having as many former head coaches, even if they flamed out, on your staff as possible, because you have, as long as they're guys who aren't trying to angle back in for one of those jobs full-time and almost are predatory, then you're getting perspectives from people who've lived it.
I think that the Steelers are definitely I think they're closer to the Ravens than they are the Browns, and I would actually bet them at 3-1 odds to win the division.
Are either of you surprised that Baltimore's such a heavy favorite?
No.
Well, because it's, you know, what have you done for me lately? It's Baltimore having gone 14-2 last year, Lamar Jackson winning the MVP and being in his early 20s. To me, though, there's a ton of value in the Steelers from this perspective. I still think, and I know he does a good way of getting out of harm's way and everything else, I still think it's true with Lamar Jackson. One hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And I rag on the Steelers for their situation behind Roethlisberger. And I know that Griffin's game is, you know, similar the way he wants to play to Jackson. But come on, we saw Robert Griffin in Week 17 against the Steelers.
Well, the wild,
he stinks.
Tony, the wild
He's not
card
good.
With all of this, and I understand because I said the one-hit caveat is going to always apply to Jackson, and it will because it's true. It's just it's football. The wild card here that nobody can predict is what if he becomes – just on his own, an even better passer. He obviously made strides from 18 to 19. What if 19 to 20, there's another jump in there for him where the net effect of it is he can be just as good without having to use his legs as often to mitigate that risk as much as possible. Like, I think that's something I would assume he's going to have to improve.
I think he can become a pocket passer, and I think he could become proficient at it. But I think if he becomes that, he's easier to play against.
Absolutely.
But I don't think if he does that electively, guys, I don't think he just takes the part of his game that has made him the NFL MVP and ditches it. That's what I mean. As long as he's in his mid-20s, in his physical prime, I think the running's always going to be a part of it unless something forces it not to be.
And that forcing it not to be would mean an injury that could absolutely dethrone the Ravens.
Oh, I asked the question, are they too heavy of favorites, or are you surprised that they're such heavy favorites for a reason? I think it's absolutely a distinct possibility that they just regress generally, and if he misses 5 games, they're in deep trouble.
Any chance Joe Burrow becomes a superstar and changes Cincinnati overnight?
No, I don't see that at all. I don't. I think that they're taking the wrong quarterback, personally.
Well, you like Tua.
I think Tua has, you know, I think Tua is, since Andrew Luck came out, I can't, and Trevor Lawrence will even top him, but for me, I can't think of a better quarterback prospect since Luck. I didn't feel that way about Jared Goff. I didn't feel that way about Patrick Mahomes,
what about
obviously.
Wentz?
No, I didn't watch Wentz. You know, he was a Division I AA quarterback, so it was hard for me to gauge other than what others were saying about him.
What about Deshaun Watson?
I liked Watson, but
what is it about Tua, though? Like, he is undersized for the position with a busted hip on his injury docket, whether it's a clean bill of health or not. Like, I think there are real questions about him.
I think he's got great pocket awareness. He's got a big arm. He can move. I think he's, you know, I think Saban, there's a reason why Saban did something completely unorthodox and benched a veteran championship winning quarterback for him as a true freshman. Like, I just think he's got
I get that Burrow is always going to be connected to Joe Brady and the passing game coordinator, and just like, wow, he was putting a video game numbers, but I mean, he was making baller throws. I think the bigger issue with Burrow is not that he's not worthy of being the number one overall pick. It's that he's going to a place where careers go to die.
There you go.
And so you should be happy as a Tua fan or a guy that believes that Tua can be great that he's not going to end up in Cincy because it would probably kill his career,
well,
too.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he ends up going to another AFC team and he haunts the Steelers for the next 15 years, that wouldn't be good.
No, I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't sound like you think that Tua would be immune from the Bengals' curse here.
I think he'd have a better chance of overcoming it than Burrow, but I give Burrow almost no chance. Joe Burrow was a average SEC quarterback before last year. His first year there, he was on nobody's radar after his junior season there. None. No one's. And I'm always scared of guys who take one big jump. I mean, 3 years ago, Joe Burrow was getting JT Barrett's coffee. He was getting his Swedish fish for him. He was their errand boy.
He was the backup to the Steelers' four-string quarterback.
Yeah.
I know, but meteoric rises can happen. And a guy can find a
system. I don't
think
they happen in Cincinnati.
A guy that, well, okay then, that's a different subject.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.